questions 47 through 50. Listen to a lecture given in a dance history class.
So, why did what is now called modern dance begin in the United States? To begin to answer this question, I'll need to backtrack a little bit and talk about classical ballet. By the late 1800s, ballet had lost a lot of its popularity. Most of the ballet dancers who performed in the United States were brought over from Europe. They performed using the rigid techniques that had been passed down through the centuries. Audiences and dancers in the United States were eager for their own contemporary dance form. And so, around 1900, dancers created one. So, how was this modern dance so different from classical ballet? Well, most notably, it wasn't carefully choreographed. Instead, the dance depended on the improvisation and free personal expression of the dancers. Music and scenery were of little importance to the modern dance, and lightness of movement wasn't important either. In fact, modern dancers made no attempt at all to conceal the effort involved in a dance step. But even if improvisation appealed to audiences, many dance critics were less than enthusiastic about the performances. They questioned the artistic integrity of dancers who were not professionally trained and the artistic value of works that had no formal structure. Loie Fuller, after performing Fire Dance, was described as doing little more than turning round and round like an egg beater. Yet the free personal expression of the pioneer dancers is the basis of the controlled freedom of modern dance today.
Number 47. What does the speaker mainly discuss? Number 48. Why were ballet performances unpopular in the United States in the early 1900s? Number 49. What is a distinguishing feature of modern dance performances? Number 50. Why were early modern dancers criticized by dance critics?